Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, director of the National Hurricane Center, with our 2 p.m. Eastern Time update on Tropical Storm Isaac. We've just recently issued an intermediate public advisory with just slightly updated information on Isaac. So let's take a look at the particulars on that. It is still a tropical storm. Maximum sustained winds at 60 miles an hour, motion the same northwest at 17 miles per hour, centered about 40 miles north of Guantanamo, Cuba. So it's right on the northern coast of eastern Cuba. Current location is right on the coast, and the forecast path has it hugging the coastline, roughly speaking, for the next several hours, maybe gaining a little more latitude and moving farther away from the coast slowly but surely as the day and the night go on. The central pressure is at 1,000 millibars, certainly a higher pressure than yesterday evening when it had gone through a little bit of a strengthening phase. But overnight and during the day today has been interacting somewhat with the rugged terrain of Hispaniola and Cuba, which has hindered its internal organization. And because of that, we don't expect very rapid strengthening to occur over the next several hours into tonight. A gradual strengthening could commence later tonight into Sunday. And so that's why we're forecasting gradual strengthening to a hurricane by the time it reaches the Florida Keys. So still, no changes to the watches and warnings as of this advisory. Hurricane warning still in effect for all of the Florida Keys and for a portion of southwestern coast of Florida up to Bonita Beach. Earlier this morning, we issued tropical storm watches up the west coast north of Bonita Beach. We still have that tropical storm warning and hurricane watch in effect for Miami-Dade County, meaning that tropical storm conditions are expected, but hurricane conditions also possible. North of there, Broward County and northward, for a while, there's tropical storm warnings in effect and tropical storm watches farther north up the east coast of Florida. We could have to issue watches and warnings farther north up the west coast of Florida within the next day or so. So folks in the northeastern Gulf of Mexico, Louisiana, all the way over to Florida, need to pay very close attention to this one because we're forecasting continued strengthening after it passes the southernmost parts of Florida and goes into the eastern Gulf of Mexico or near the west coast of Florida. Right now, forecasting Category 2 at this three-day time frame. But, of course, there are uncertainties not just in our track but in the intensity as well. So something a little weaker or stronger than Cat 2 could be possible over the northeastern Gulf as we get into early next week. Hurricanes and tropical storms are not just wind storms. They have water hazards as well. We could see up to a foot locally of rainfall in association with Isaac over southern Florida and the Florida Keys. So inland flooding could be a problem. That's another hazard to be contending with. And in terms of the timing of when the winds and the rains would really start to arrive, I should point out that we are already seeing some indirectly related rains in southern Florida. And then overnight tonight into Sunday morning is when the circulation of Isaac itself could start to bring tropical storm conditions. So today is the day to be preparing prior to sunset tonight, preferably for those of you in the watch and warning areas, especially down here in southern Florida where we have the hurricane warning for the Keys and southwestern coast. The other water hazard, in addition to the inland flooding, is the storm surge. And I want to pick out a couple of areas that are particularly vulnerable. Southwest coast of Florida in the Lee County and Collier County areas, be paying very close attention to what your local officials say in terms of potential evacuations and plan now to decide where you're going to go if told to evacuate. We'll be back in another hour with another update here live from the National Hurricane Center. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.